So we're going to be speaking today about one particular carbon, and it's in particular how that carbon relates to a mitzvah, which we will see is a very important and very fundamental discussion. The Torah tells us, I'll just share the document here. The Torah tells us in three places, in Shmos Perek Chav Gimel, in Shmos Perek Lamed Dalad, and in Dvarim, in Perek Tazan, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells again in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisisa, and in Parshas Re'eh, that three times a year, Shalosh Pa'amim B'Shana, Yireh Kol Zechor Chal Pnei Adon Hashem, that we're told three times a year the Shalosh Regalim, and we have a mitzvah, typically or usually referred to as the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. We have a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim, to go to Yerushalayim. We are told also, this is a bit in Shmos and Perek Chav Gimel, V'lo Panai Reikam, that we shouldn't go empty-handed. It's most explicit in Parshas Re'eh, where it's sort of all one pasuk. Shalos Pa'amim B'Shana, you're going to go up, and Malkam Asher Yivchar, V'chagamatos, V'chagasuz, V'chagasukos, V'lo Yeres Panai Hashem Reikam. And we shouldn't go empty-handed. We shouldn't go empty-handed. What does it mean that when we go up to the Regalim, we shouldn't go empty-handed? So the simple pshat in Chazal, Rashi quotes this in Shmos there, in Parak Mishpat, in Parak of Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Reikam, Kishtavo, Liros, Panai, Beregalim, when you come up in the Shalosh Regalim to Yerushalayim, Heviu li Olos, bring for me an Ola, that is the Olas Re'ia, that is the Ola that you offer when you come up during the Shalosh Regalim. We saw that the Gemara Chagiga tells us that in fact there are three karbanos that you have to offer when you go up for Shalosh Regalim. One is the Olas Re'iyah, the other is called the Shalmei Chagiga. Rashi actually in Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, says V'lo V'loyiru Es Panai Reikam. It refers not only to Olas Re'iyah but also Shalmei Chagiga. The Ra'al and Gor Ari and Sifshechamim there, sorry, speak about, you know, a potential stira in Rashi, is it only Olas or also Shlamim? But we're essentially told that when you go up, Shalosh Regalim, so again, there's the, on the one hand, there's Ram Chagiga Aleph Aleph, and the Gemara and Chagiga. On the one hand, you offer an Olas Re'iyah, can't come empty-handed. You also offer something called the Shalmei Chagiga, and you offer a third carbon called the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, we spoke about already. We saw with the Shalmei Simcha, that's that carbon that for Rashi, you don't really need to offer. You just have to make sure that you have basar kachim available, but there's no need per se to actually offer it. If you already have stuff available for the Rama, maybe it's more of a real kind of a carbon. But be that as it may, we're focusing today on Olas Re'iyah, this carbon Ola that you offer during the Shalosh Regalim. And we want to first speak a little bit about a couple of basic halachas about the Olas Re'iyah. And then we're going to speak about an interesting question, which is what is the relationship between, we will clarify and elaborate on this question, between the Olas Re'iyah and the Chiyav to be Ola Regal, the Chiyav to go up during the Shalosh Regalim. That's what we're going to focus on a little bit. A couple of just other things to know about it. So the Olas Re'iyah, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Rambam there tells us that Olas Re'iyah v'shalmei Chagiga ein dochen lois ha-shabbos v'lois ha-tuma. That you, we don't offer the Olas Re'iyah. You come to Yerushalayim, and it's Shabbos. Come to Yerushalayim, it's the first day Yontif. It's Shabbos. You don't offer your Olas Re'iyah, and if everyone's Tameh, you're not going to offer it. Sometimes you can offer things b'tuma, but not this. We'll see why. We'll explain what that means in a second. But you are allowed to offer on Yontif. So it's an Olas Re'iyah. You can't offer on Shabbos or B'tumah, but you can offer it on Yontif. That's considered to be okay. The next halacha, which is very important, is in earlier in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Chagiga, where the Rambam tells us as follows: Mi shelo hikriv biyom tov harishon olas re'iyaso v'shalmei chagigaso. It sounds like it's ideal to offer it on the first day. That's when really you should be offering this. You get to Yerushalayim, you offer it. If you can't on the first day or you didn't, harizim makrivan b'shar yimos haregel. You can offer it on any of the other days. And this is what's called V'kulan Tashlume Rishon Haim. These are called Tashlumen. Tashlumen. If you didn't bring it to Ram HaChavav, the whole regel, so then it's too late. Then it's too late. But in general, the Olas Re'iyah has a din called Tashlumen for it. It's the first that you can make it up. We're familiar with the idea of Tashlumen from the Sugyas in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, where we see similar ideas, namely that if you didn't daven shachris by mistake in certain circumstances, there's something called tashlumin where you can make it up. Not all mitzvos have tashlumin. Not all mitzvos have this idea of being able to sort of like get it later. And in that sense, it's an important and unique halacha here. Like there may not be tashlumin for the musaf of Shabbos. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbaso. I can't make it up at a different Shabbos to bring that carbon. If you missed it, you missed it. That's not true for this Olas Re'iyah. You missed it, but you can still make it up for 7 days afterwards. That is some basic background of this Olas Re'iyah that you bring, v'lyur p'nei rekam, that you bring so you don't come empty-handed to the Mikdash. To the Mikdash, that's basic background information. One second. Exactly. There are limits to the Tashlumen. You can't do it forever. Exactly. Now, there are machlokes and rishonim about davening, how much time, it's only one tefillah, can it go more than that? You know, there's a range, but certainly there are limitations on it. Where we're focusing is on a major question today. It's really, in many ways, the first sugya in Chagiga on Beis of an Aleph. So Shavuos, you may have an extra 7 days afterwards. That may relate to our lack of tachanun on those 7 days afterwards. Everyone wondering, like, you know, why is everyone still smiling? So that definitely is part of it. Although we quote sometimes Rav Avram Gaon held that on Purim you actually say tachanun. You say tachanun that, you know, that's okay, for a different time. Now, what's the relationship between being olet regel and the requirement to offer this karbon? And we will say broadly, there are two ways to go. We'll see some nuance as we go on. The simplest way to go is to say that there are, in fact, two separate and distinct mitzvos. There's a mitzvah of aliyah leregel. There's also a mitzvah that when you go, you have to bring a karbon. But you could theoretically be yotzei one without the other. You could, if I went to Yerushalayim and I went to the mikdash on Yontif, so maybe I was yotzei the mitzvah of aliyah leregel, but I violated an iser, I did not bring the olas re'iyah. That's one way of going. That appears to be the Turei Evan in the beginning of Chagiga. It's a very famous Turei Evan. Turei Evan quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, the way he understands the Yerushalmi, Tovos and Davbeis Yerushalmi as well, which is that there are people who are putter from bringing the karban, but are still chayav to go up to be ole regel. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Chagiga, on Beis and Aleph tells us, Hakol chayavim bere'iyah, everyone is chayav, that Tovos points out, the simple pshat, the word re'iyah means the karban of re'iyah. Rashi learns a bit differently. Except for cheres, shota, katan, tumtum, and droganis, nashim, v'chulei. And the Yerushalmi points out, but wait a minute. That, Tobit calls the Yerushalmi, b'ri'iyah's karban. Ava b'ri'iyah's panim, ba'azara ha'kol chayavit, kimo b'hakel, ha'anashim, v'hanashim, v'hataf. That essentially says Tosfos, quoting the Yerushalmi, and Turei Evan develops this idea. There's two separate mitzvos. There's a mitzvah to go be ole regel. There's a mitzvah to offer this karban. And therefore, there are people who will be putter from offering the karban, like maybe women or children, but they will still be chayiv in being ole regel. They'll still be chayiv being ole regel. There are other ways to understand that Yerushalmi in the Ritvaz, in the Briska Rav, in the beginning of Erechin. There are different ways of understanding the Yerushalmi. That's a simple pshat. There are two different values and two different mitzvos. I want to just point something out that I think is really intriguing. And Rabbi Yochanan Professor Perlow notes this a bit, but we'll flesh it out, I think, a little bit, you know, in a different way than he did. If you understand that there are two different mitzvahs here, there's something fascinating. There's a positive mitzvah
to be ole regel, but there's actually no positive mitzvahs aseh to offer an olas re'iyah. Rather, as the pasuk tells in Parsha A, v'lo yira p'nai reka, there's an iser to come empty-handed, meaning it's usher to not bring a karban, which is not the same thing as saying there's a mitzvah to bring a karban. It's usher to not bring a karban, which is intriguing a little bit. It's almost like, one way you could say it, the reason why you're bringing this karban is not because there's so much like inherent value. It's not geared towards the karban itself, but it's more like if you're showing up in Mikdash and then to come empty-handed is an issa, relates to a certain kind of pigam. In that sense, often assays and los assays, it's more nuanced than this at times, but assays we associate with positive values. Los assays are like negative things that, you know, emerge from actions. So the olas re'iyah, it seems like, according to Tureyevin at least, is potentially less of a positive value, like ambition, you're bringing a karban, as much as you come empty-handed and something's off, you know, a little bit. It's like, I remember the first time I visited my wife's in Montreal, so we were already dating for a while before I met her parents. It's probably like, we were dating very seriously. I went up for Shabbos. Remember my mother telling me, she had a couple of eights, you have to bring a gift, and she sent a gift. She recommended, very wise move, that I bring a gift to the younger sister, who was like 15, 16 at the time, as just, you know, it's good to get in with the family, something along those lines. The line between Yonah 24, between what's called, you know, wisdom and manipulative is an interesting question to think about at times, but I think this is in the category of wise. And it's almost like if you show up at who may be your future in-laws and add a gift, it's not even like the gift isn't just about like the positive gift. It's like you can't show up empty-handed. It's sloppy. That's the Turi Evans understanding of the Yerushalmi. Of the Yerushalmi. A different time, obviously, after this year's over, we'll speak about it. And that's that. Now, that is in contrast to the Rambam's opinion. It's in contrast to the way that some Achronim learn Rashi. Rav Moshe Perl learns Rashi differently also. And that is, even Turi Evans says it could be the Bavlis with the Rambam. And that's as follows. There's actually one mitzvah. That one mitzvah, let's look at how it says, let's look at it in Rambam. That one mitzvah is as follows. Hari'iyah ha'mur b'torah, he shenire panav ba'azara b'yom dar rishon shalchag, v'yavo imo karban ola. It's to come, aliyah l'ragel, to bring a karban with you. Be'min ha'of or be'min ha'behema, flexibility of what you bring, which, by the way, may make sense, the more, especially like a lawyer p'nei reka, I'm not being empty-handed, more flexibility. This is Rambam. U'mi she'ba la'azara b'yom tov rishon, b'yom rishon. V'lo havi ola. So according to Yerushalmi, I would say you were mekayim the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, but you violated the iser of not bringing a karban. Now what the Rambam says: Lo dayo shelo asa mitzvah asay el over alos asay shenem lo yer pnei reka. There is, in fact, the Rambam understands one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah; it has both an asay and a los asay. That mitzvah is to go and be ole regel with a karban. And if you go without a karban, you not only didn't bring a karban, you weren't even yotzi the mitzvah of going, of bringing a karban. In that sense, says Rav Yochanan from Sepurlau, that's why the Rambam can write that there are, if you look again in the beginning of that halacha, the Rambam writes, Shalosh mitzvahs asei nitztivu Yisrael b'chol regel. That it's a mitzvahs asei to bring this olas re'iyah. Says Rav Yochanan Perla, but look at Chumash. There is no mitzvah asay to bring the olas re'iyah. All we're told is to go up. We're told lo yirah p'nei reikam. But the Rambam learned lo yirah p'nei reikam and ole regel are really connected. And it comes to teach us that the goal of the asay is to bring the karban, and the two really, in many ways, are intrinsically connected. So whereas according to the Rambam, there's one element to the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be ole regel and bring a karban. If you don't bring the karban, you're not the mitzvah of being ole regel. According to the Turi Advent's understanding of the Yerushalmi, which may be Tosfos, And Rashi may hold like Rambam. If we had more time, we'd speak about why they do and maybe why they don't. But according to them, there are really two distinct mitzvos, which also impacts really two things. Number one, the nature of the chiyuv to bring a karban. For the Rambam, it's part of an asay, the positive value of bringing a karban. For Turiyav and Pashto, it's more about the don't come empty-handed. If you don't bring, there's something wrong. Not that you, as much like positive extra value. It also is really two different mahalchim in, at least it may be, with more time we'd pin this down, two different mahalchim in why you're being ole regel. According to the Rambam, it is possible that the reason why you're even being ole regel is to offer this karban. The karban may be the thrust of it. That's a bit of a question. If we say there's one idea called ole regel and bringing a karban, so what's the like real ikker part of the mitzvah? Some think that for the Rambam, the real part of the mitzvah is the re'iyah. For maybe the Bahag or Psadigo, and the real mitzvah is maybe the karban. But it's possible that real aliyah the regel is almost geared towards bringing the karban. According to Turi Evan, that's not true. You're supposed to be ole regel and be roeh pnei Hashem, even if you are not going to bring a karban. There is just inherent value in being ole regel, even without the karban. What would be the reason why there's value in being ole regel, even without the karban? What would be the reason why that's so? So we can make two suggestions. One suggestion, you know, we believe in something called Kedushas Makom. That's in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. There are levels and degrees of Kedusha in place. And it's possible that having interaction with the holiest of places is a tzivoy. There's value in being connected to Mikdash. There's value in the experience of standing lifnei Hashem. That in and of itself has value. Rav Hirsch in Parshas Re'eh, I believe, points out an additional sort of element towards the value of ole regel above and beyond bringing a karban, which is, you know, in life, many people function on their own. I live in my small town, in my small community. I deal with who I deal with. I can feel like I am an isolated member of the Jewish people. Shalos Regalim is when everyone is coming to Yerushalayim, and part of what it does, aside from just the me klape Hashem, is the me with other people also. And the value of me being with other people, that may be very, very chashuv. I would point out that if you look in the Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosfos, the Yerushalmi says, how come there are people, pater from karbanos, that have to be ole regel, like potentially women, Avi, potentially they are actually chayv and being ole regel. What does Yerushalmi say? Just like hakel. Just like the Torah tells us that once every 8 years, 7 years, everyone comes to Yerushalayim, anashim, nashim, and taf, men, women, and children. That's not just about me and Hashem, but me and Klal Yisrael. That's part of what ole the regel is also. The same way that women and children may be chayv in hakel, that act of kehila, of gathering, they're also chayav in this hakel of coming ole regel. So in that sense, again, I think a little bit of a riot to that rehearsed kind of an idea, but this machlokas, the karban is one mitzvah with being ole regel, or the karban is two separate mitzvahs. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, Avi made a great ha'ara here. Let me just, go in two different directions. In the psukim themselves, you probably get mixed impressions. The Turi Evan points this out, I believe, a bit. And that's as follows. In Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Mishpatim, and in Parshas Kisisa, the mitzvah of being ole regel is not tied to offering of the karban. In Kisisa, it's not found there at all. It's not tied to offering the karban. In Parshas Re'eh, though, it's really explicitly all within one pasuk of being ole regel lo yoreh pnei reka. So the Rambam is all over like the Parshas Re'eh connection. The Turi Evan says, and again, Mishpatim may be somewhat in between. The Turi Evan saying, no. Aside from Re'eh, I don't get the impression that this los aseh and the aseh are together. It seems like there's really two separate two separate mitzvos. Seems like there's really two separate mitzvos. That's a psukim issue. I want to make one quick point in brackets. You can take it or leave it, but I think it's an interesting one. If you look at the parallel, it's a long piece. It's on the Makoro sheet. Does point out that the Bahag may have an interesting shita. The Bahag may hold, Shalosh Aliyah LeRegel is just about being Ola Regel, not about a Karban. There is a lav called Velo Yeru Panai Rekam, which is a lav that you have to bring the Karban. They're separate in that sense. But he understands in Parshra A, in Pasuk Yitzayin, the next Pasuk, Ish Kimat Nasiado, Kevirkas Hashem El Kach Hashem Asan Lach, as being a new Pasuk, to teach me in Asay to bring the Olas Re'iyah. So he understands, on the one hand, it's separate, Ola Regel and Karban, like the Turei Evan, but like the Rambam, he understands there is a positive mitzvah asay to bring in Olas Re'iyah. It's not reinterpreting being Ola Regel, it's the next pasuk teaches me there's an asay of Ish Kematnas Yada. I want to speak about two Nafkaminas. There's a lot more to say, at least two Nafkaminas. We'll see how much time we have. First Nafkamina will be relatively brief. It's the following. Can you be Yotzei, the Michas Chinuch asks the question, can you be Yotzei the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel if you go at night? You know, it's like the first night of Sukkot is often like it's a big scene at the Kotel. So you decide the first night's when I want to go. I don't want to go during the day. Am I Yotzei the mitzvah at night? It says the Michas Chinuch L'Chora. We would say that's a Nafkamina. If I hold like the Turei, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of being Ola Regel comes part and parcel with the mitzvah of being makriv karban. The halacha is karbanos are only offered during the daytime. Karbanos are only offered bayom. In between even, the tamid shal shachar, tamid shal ben harbayim, have to all be offered during the day. So you go at night, you won't be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's a long discussion of chronim if you're yotzei at night. But if you understand like the Turei Evan, there's a mitzvah to karban. There's a second mitzvah to come to the Makom Mikdash, to come to Yerushalayim at night. If that's the pshat, so that at night, if you have to just go, so I can't bring a karban then, but I'm still going to the mitzvah. I'm still going to the mitzvah of coming. It's a mitzvah of regel. There's still the same value of the achdus, the interaction with Kedusha. All that still takes place at night. There is a second question the Michas Chinuch asked. I mentioned the point in brackets very briefly. The Michas Chinuch said, what is the following case? What if you sent your Olas Re'iyah al Yedei Shliach in advance? So then, according to the Rambam, could I then, let's say, show up at night? Could I then show up without a karban? So he thinks that maybe that would be okay. For the Turei Evan, no question at all. There are two separate mitzvahs. Send the karban to Shliach, show up whenever you want, it's all good. But for the Rambam, who understands that Aliyah L'Regel is tied to bringing a karban, could you really sort of like do it at different times? Would that be a problem? Like a similar question, Reb Chaim, you know, they speak about it a little bit. Like if you showed up at night for the Rambam, did you violate an itzer? Because you couldn't offer a karban then. Those are all some sort of like side questions. But let's go to the Yavi.
Like from the for the Rambam, is it that there's two mitzvahs? Sorry, like it's one mitzvah, but you could do them at different times. You just have time to
so the Michas Chinuch sounds like maybe yes, on some level. A lot of the Achronim think that's probably maybe not. That maybe it's the Rambam. It's integrated. It's like an Aliyah L'Regel that you bring a carbon with. You know, Michas Chinuch maybe it's like essentially like that also. But yeah. There is an amazing, intriguing question. This is actually, we'll tie it a little bit to the 3 weeks, the tekufa that we're in, because I think it's a really intriguing question. Is there a mitzvah to be Ola Regel bisman hazeh? Maybe David, there really isn't that much of a difference. It's a fair point. What's the din of Aliyah L'Regel bisman hazeh? Is there any value whatsoever in being Ola Regel bisman hazeh? So, l'chora, we would say, bipashtas, this is a nafkamina also. If you look in the Noda B'Yehuda writes in Shuvas, it's there on the sheet, says Noda B'Yehuda as follows. I'll bring it up. Noda B'Yehuda says, yeah. Bizman hazeh, there's no chiyuv to be Ola Regel.
Ki lo chayva usanu haTorah kiyem bikarban chagiga v'olas re'iya. Meaning, the Nevi Yehuda seems to understand, like the Rambam, the only reason why there's value in being Oler Regel is because, or at least the chiyuv of being Oler Regel has to come with the karban. Yeah, maybe ways of really sort of like, maybe it's only when you could bring a karban. The problem is if you don't bring one. But it sounds like he understands that the whole goal of Aliyah LeRegel is to bring a karban. So bizman hazed, you can't bring a karban. Pashut, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Pashut, no mitzvah whatsoever. Well, what would I say? What I would say is, if you hold like the Turei Evans Yerushalmi, he's understanding Yerushalmi, there's this value of going up, even if you can't bring a karban. So maybe I would say, bizman hazed also, try to go to Makom HaMikdash. There's value even without. Even without. However, that's what I would have said. Some point out that there is a Yerushalm, that there's a comment in Sefer Yerayim, Rav Shimshon Nedel, I don't know him at all, wrote an article on Tchumen. I pointed to this Yerayim. Yerayim, I think, is somewhat well known. The Yerayim says something wild. When you go to be Ola Regel, Ukasher Yavo Liros, Trichim Lasos, Tzedakah O Karban. Sounds like you can't go empty-handed, i.e., you have to either bring a karban or offer a tzedakah. He points out there in the article, well, if you hold like the Yerushalmi, according to Rebbe, there's still value in going up nowadays because there's value even if you can't bring a karban. It's a separate mitzvah called being Ola Regel. He thinks according to Yerayim, there may be value to go up nowadays because even though you can't bring a karban, you can still give tzedakah. And tzedakah like fills that void of a karban in a certain sense. Nevertheless, with Moshe and Igros Moshe, and it's like a one line, which if you haven't learned the sugya, it's not clear what he's referring to, but if you've learned this sugya, as we just have, it becomes clear. Says of Moshe as follows. He was asked, it's three lines at the shot. It says, Gam b'mitzvahs re'iya, pashut u'barur, she'udavka k'shebeis ha'bechira b'noi. Af im neima shiriyas panim hu mitzvah miyuchedes shelo tolei b'karban re'iya. Meaning, even if you understand, like the Turei Evan, that's a separate mitzvah of going and being Ola Regel, says Rav Moshe, still there's no value absent binyan beis hamikdash. Pashut ubarer says Rav Moshe. What's the pashut ubarer? Why is it so pashut? There's no din of being Ola Regel. Why is it so pashut? No din of being Ola Regel bizman hazeh. If there's no beis hamikdash benoi. So I think the pshat is, I think, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, but according to Rav Moshe, the value of being Ola Regel is a value not of being in just a makom that still has kedushas hamikdash. The Rambam paskins, there's still kedushas mikdash there, but part of the mitzvah of being Ola Regel is to be Ola Regel when the mikdash is up and functioning. Maybe because that's the kind of impact it'll have on me. Maybe part of the rehearsed idea of like the gathering taking place, there's no functional, beautiful mikdash not going to be there. So in that sense, whether it's a chiyuv or not, some would suggest it's maybe a nafka mina. If the only reason you're Ola's for a karban, definitely no mitzvah bizman hazeh, no to be Yehuda. Others think that maybe, according to Re'evan, there should be a reason to go up. Rav Moshe says, no, L'chulei Alma, there's no value if there's no mikdash. Even if it's not a bad offering of karban, it is a bad interaction with mikdash, and otherwise there is no mitzvah of being Ola Regel. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, I'll mention one quick aside, because Rav Yehuda is part of a somewhat famous discussion. And I wanted to speak a little bit of Ola Regel Bezman Hazeh with some interesting Torah, I think, again, relevant to the 3 weeks in a certain sense, and two perspectives on Mikdash nowadays. But Rav Yehuda was actually talking about something fascinating. Rav Yehuda was asked, how come in Shulchan Aruch we're never told about a mitzvah, a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel? Why aren't we told they have to visit your Rebbe on the Shalosh Regalim? It's a din in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's quoted in the Rambam and Yesodei HaTorah. Why isn't it quoted in Shulchan Aruch? So says Nod Yehuda, well, there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh, like we just saw. And he said it's inappropriate if you're not visiting Hashem,
You can't give kavod to the Talmud b'makom the, you know, b'makom that you're being mevaz of the Rebbe. So if you're not going to be able to go up and be Ola Regal to Rabbanu Sholam, there's no way we could command you, don't go to Hashem, but go to your Rebbe. It can't be. Says in Novi Yehuda, there's no way that that would be the din. So he's more famous for that sugya, for that sugya. He says, "Ein makom lahatal chiyuv lekabel pnei rabo klal kisheino hole palav hachelum and elie." Fine, it can't be. It can't be if you're not going to be going for. Then you'd have gadol kavod rabo mikavod hashina, and there's no way that we could possibly tolerate that. Says no, that Yehuda. Says no, Yehuda. Okay. Nevertheless, even if Aliyas Beregel is connected to the Olas Re'iyah, even if that's the goal of the carbon, which we saw is maybe either a carbon of just don't come empty-handed, or a carbon of a positive value of an Olas Re'iyah, we would maybe even suggest the reason why there's value of an Olas Re'iyah, the Ola is always offered entirely to Hashem, it's Kulo Lashem, and that there's something important when you're going to be Ola Regel about sort of like underscoring that value of a kulo lashem on the regalim. The regalim is a time when we're chayav adam letaher atzma regal. It's a time we have become tahor, and time they're focused on kulo lashem. Maybe again, it's part of the value of this carbon. But there were rishonim that went and were ola regal, even post korban habayis. Maybe not as a chiyav or a mitzvah, but it was a minhag which developed. Rav Moshe refers to it. Rav Menashe Klein and Mishnah Lachos thinks maybe even as a keem of a din doraisa. What's fascinating is a little bit, you know, why that would be so. The Ron in Tainus just writes, "Haynu afil la'achar chorban lefisayim misasvin b'chohas vivos beregel Yerushalayim k'moshe osim gam hayom." The Ron says in his day, people would come to Yerushalayim still. The tashbeis in tshuvas. It's like an amazing Tashbates. The Tashbates even says, "I'll bring you a raya that there's still Kedusha nowadays in Yerushalayim, that Kedusha's HaMikdash was not just L'shaista, but also Asalavo. The Adayin Heim Olim L'Regel Mimitzrayim Vishar Aratzos." That they are still being Olim. I mean, the Tashbates says, "I'll give you a raya that Yerushalayim is still Kadosh because people still go." Meaning you can bring a raya from the actions of Klal Yisrael. That if Klal Yisrael is going, they must be going for a reason. They're not going for the hotel scene. They're not going because of the hak. They're going because they experience this Kedusha in Yerushalayim, and that's where the minhag is coming from. But what you find is fascinating. So what's motivating to go to this Makom Kedusha? What motivates Jews if there is no technical chiyav? You can't offer an olas re'iyah, and then for Rambam, therefore, there's no value maybe of Aliyah L'Regel. Or maybe even for Turi Evans Yerushalmi, there's no value of Aliyah L'Regel but Manazah after the Beis HaMikdash. So why are they going? You see two different perspectives. The Maharid writes in Shuvas, why are they going? Because Mikomakom Chibuv Eretz Yisrael Hizo. It's a, they're we don't have a mikdash, but we still have a strong sense of feeling, of commitment, a closeness to Eretz Yisrael, a chibuv of Eretz Yisrael that we're able to have. The Kaftor of Aferach says it in a different direction. You know why? Domestic, tzova, mitzrayim. Why is everyone going lalo to Yishalayim? Eino ella mipne agmas nefesh. Wrote Zelomar leharbos agmas nefesh. It causes pain to see Yerushalayim in its current state. I often think about this tension, the Ma'arid and Kafta Referach a little bit. Yerushalayim, there's still Kedusha there, but there's Chorban there. It's Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim that we can embrace and we're excited about. Misham Chibav Ha'aretz, the Kedusha is still there. A Yerushalayim that when we see it increases Agmas Nefesh. The way I would always say it, I think, the way I relate to it is, that there are times of the year, both are true, and there are times of the year when we embrace one or the other. There are times of the year when maybe the Shalosh Regalim, Kaptur Referach aside for a second, We're Mishum Chib of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedush of Yerushalayim, we go and we're there. There are also times, certainly the 3 weeks that we're in now, when we're going and we're experiencing elements of, when you see Yerushalayim in the 3 weeks, it isn't the nechama or the joy of a Yom Yerushalayim, of a Shalosh Regalim, but it is a little bit of the Agmas Nefesh, of going to Yerushalayim and seeing what it is, and unfortunately, what it's not. And in that sense, Aliyah Regel has those two components to it. The Kedusha, but also the Agmas Nefesh. Moshe talks about the Zecher, the Ga'aguim, the hope, the yearning for Yerushalayim. So we hope to be able to go back to Yerushalayim, to go back to Yerushalayim, Shalosh Pa'amim B'Shana, to go back to Yerushalayim B'Tara, and to offer the Olas Re'iyah, the Olas Re'iyah. And to be able for the Rambam to fulfill again Aliyah the Regel Vanazeh, which is fully fulfilled Aliyah the Regel, for the Turiyevin, Yerushalmi, Mishmechina, to have that separate value of being able to go up to Yerushalayim and see it in its full grandeur, the Mikdash fully, and also for the Mechina, understanding of the Turiyevin, maybe in going night also, you can see the scene not only with the Karban, but the impact of everyone being there, and the Shaykhs to Kedusha, is one that we are certainly striving for, that we zocha to achieve, b'sha'a tova, flachas.